from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Mika West steps up. Man for Maurice calls the Condor. Scott went wide. Henry has Fulton in. Here's Warren Fulton. Scores!
The rare Edmonton Oilers goal in the Stanley Cup Final. Warren Fogel scoring there in Game 3, but it was unfortunately not enough.
Moot.
4-3 in Game 3 at home in Edmonton. Game 4 tonight at 8 o'clock. And there's an interesting question I want to pose here. And that is, with the success of Carey Price in some sort of extent, and Sergei Bobrovsky, and Andrei Vasilevsky. These are all players that have made a Stanley Cup final within the last 3 years. No, 4 years. Each, like, within the last 4 years, all of these goaltenders have made a Stanley Cup final.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them, I think, are directly
correlated their team
with
making
their
it.
Team's yeah. success within or getting them there.
Mm-hmm.
It was unfortunate that Price's career got cut short with injury, but you're able to LTIR that thing. After that, though, there's a major drop-off when it comes to like the top five goalie contracts, and then there's this gap. Carey Price, oddly enough, has the highest cap hit at 10.5. Of course, they're able to now, since then, LTIR that contract. But Bobrovsky at $10 million per year. Vasilevsky, 9.5. Connor Hellebuck at 8.5. And Ilya Sorokin at 8.25. And then it drops all the way down to 6.4 for John Gibson, who signed that deal a long time ago. And Jacob Markstrom at 6. I'm wondering, are we going to get one of those kinds of goalie contracts again now? Because the two guys carrying that $10 million cap hit were directly responsible for their team's finals appearances.
They're going to demand money more than what they're making.
And they should.
And other goalies, if they think they can do that, are going to demand money as well.
If I'm Linus Ullmark's agent, I'm looking at a guy who's 30 years old, and this is one last time to try to truly cash out, but you can also point to the numbers and say, hey, he's been capable of being this guy. And you try to get an upgrade on that contract. I don't think he'll get to $10 million, but you say Saros will. If made available for a contract extension, I think that a team should be willing to pay up for him. You say Saros should be a guy that absolutely you look at and go, yeah, you should pay him. Do I want the Sabres to do that? No, they're fine at goalie right now. I think they're perfectly okay. But there would be a team possibly desperate enough that wants to break through. And you say Saros would be a great idea for a team when it comes to pay the man.
I hear three letters popping up in my head. After next season, I would say.
He's a UFA after next season.
Yeah.
So you say Saros would be the guy, I think, if he retains high form, that he should be the guy to he or his agent should be like, hey, I want that big contract.
Mm-hmm.
I want that big boy.
And he's got the background to demand that, I think.
Exactly.
And get paid. It's not like UPL asking for that kind of money right now. Even though he has been the team's best goaltender.
Yeah. Relative unproven, though, would be an interesting one. Jake Ottinger is also a guy that you could think of about this sort of thing. He's a restricted free agent, so there is team control still. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of team control still. But he has become that guy. He's become a solid player for them that, I mean, this year was a slight dip in his production. But even then, he was part of the reason why the Dallas Stars were a game away from being in the Cup Final.
Yeah, it was close.
So I think there's a lot here when it comes to, do we see this kind of contract get dished out again? I don't know if Sergei Bobrovsky is going to be a common contract, but at the same time, you see the top players at the position get rewarded. With Saros and Ottinger on the horizon here, that might be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Goaltending has changed where like that Balcao goaltender is not there oftentimes anymore. But also, I just wanted an excuse to use cap-friendly one more time.
Yeah. 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 Before the Capitals just put it out of its misery.
We'll talk plenty more about that.
Yeah.
But, no, I'm just looking at this and I'm thinking, like, that was why the question kind of came to me at the end of last segment of, do we see a team shell out that kind of contract again? I'd say
to the deserving player, probably.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. They're not, I'm trying to relate this to NFL contracts a little bit.
Oh, and like, I have your other champion of this as well.
Do you? Who is it?
You say Saros is a next-year guy, so is Igor Shesterkin.
Okay, yeah, he's
going to... And Shesterkin has even more consistently put up better numbers than Saros has.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a guy that I think challenges for that kind of contract, because he's been that.
If you have that guy, you almost want to get out in front of it. Right? You almost want to pay him the big money before others are, because then you're going to start the trend, right? It's like the quarterbacks exactly. in the NFL. Allen's now the 11th highest paid player.
Which is what the New York Islanders did.
Yeah.
They got ahead of it with Ilya Sorokin. He's making 8.25.
Right. So he's locked down, and guess what?
And he's locked down for 8 years.
Yeah. You're not going to have to worry about that. The sooner you just bite the bullet, if you have the guy and do it, the better off you're going to be, because, I mean, look at where the Dolphins are with Tua right now, right? They're in a mm-hmm. predicament because the number's gone up so high.
Because of the price to do business.
Yeah, and that's what you're going to get here with the goalies, I think, if you wait too long. I mean, there's unproven talent. Don't get me wrong. UPL is part of that, right? I think if you have your guy and you do that, you better do it, because the price is going to go up significantly. And other organizations who are not as, say...
Thrifty.
Not as, you know, they're not making the playoffs, they're up in the draft lottery, whatever. They're going to have a better, easier time doing it with the more cap space they have. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I think they could poach your guy at that point.
Exactly.
So you're gonna have to pay.
Well, not even poach their guy. It's if the player hits the open market, it's almost over anyway.
Poaching, strong word.
Poaching is not a thing that happens in hockey.
No.
Restricted free agents
prevent
barely,
that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because teams are so scared of that.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? It's time. Let's go into it.
Poaching?
No, the NHL a little bit.
Oh,
here.
Yeah. We're starting early?
We're starting a little bit early here, because this is not just a booty cheek of the week kind of topic. This is a topic that... It's almost humiliating mm-hmm. for the sport itself.
Yeah.
Not the Capitals wanting to acquire cap friendly.
No.
That part, a team wants a tool to become better at their jobs. And instead of building it and it taking 3 to 5 years to actually become fully immersed and usable and like up to its potential,
yeah.
they want to take an existing thing, buy it.
Just to turn it off.
Not to turn it off, to use for their own good, to use to become better at their job. That's what the main purpose is.
Oh.
They're hiring the staff of Cap Friendly.
Oh, I thought they were turning it off. I thought that's what was happening.
It is being turned off because it will become the direct use of one team because they purchased it.
Oh, so it's not public domain anymore. It's not access.
It is the rights of the Washington Capitals, and they're going to use that staff from everything that has been told or reported by Elliot Friedman.
Only for them.
But it's for them.
That's interesting.
I respect that in the right of trying to use a tool that is there for the use of the public.
See, I may have just read the headline. It said turning off, and I was like, why would you buy that just to do that?
Elliot Friedman and Jeff Merrick did a really good job with this on 32 Thoughts of reporting a lot of the known right now about the purchase of Cap Friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that they're reporting. And one of the things, though, that bothered me was the NHL themselves, saying that it was not the greatest relationship of Cap Friendly and the NHL.
Why?
Because the NHL doesn't like having cap figures out there in public domain.
What? I guarantee you staff from around the NHL were using Cap Friendly.
No, that's fine for them using it.
Just they don't like the public having access to
it. They don't like us being able to talk about their sport, apparently.
Okay.
Why?
Okay.
Do we still love this sport? We love it because there's a team here. And it's the worst team that we've ever seen in hockey history.
Yeah.
Because they haven't made the playoffs in 13 dang years. Mm-hmm. Yet we still watch the sport. Despite the owners and general managers getting in the way every step of the way. Such a beautiful game. Being run by such a garage league.
Mm-hmm. It is a garage league.
You restricted free agency. That would be a great hype talking point. I've stopped caring about it. When I see the letters RFA, they are no longer an option anymore because teams get so scared of the retribution that they don't do anything anymore.
Yeah.
Whereas, by the way, the last time we saw an RFA retribution, it didn't go well for the other team mm-hmm. that swore its revenge. Montreal tried signing Sebastian Aho from the Carolina Hurricanes, the rare RFA contract. But even then, it was also an easy match. Carolina strikes back, gets Jesperi Kotkaniemi on a contract way too rich for his blood. And Carolina now has to move on from probably a good significant piece because of that contract. So get teams to strike back at you. Let them be petty. But no, they're always so scared of it.
Yeah.
And now, same thing with Cap Friendly. All these things are out there for us to talk about. But no, they're so scared of it. They're so scared of people like us wanting to talk about the game and grow it.
Yeah.
Which means we're right on time for me to stay mad over the next 5 minutes because the booty cheek of the week is coming up next and you damn well better believe that the NHL is going to be on it.
Yeah.
I am not done with this point.
No.
And it will be over there leaking into the next segment.
It's dripping.
Leaking like the wet fart that the NHL is.
Yeah.
Coming up next on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.